Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Wayne.
All right. So we're going to take your phone calls about absolutely anything. Toward the end of the hour, last hour, for those of you just tuning in, Nemi, you brought up that you're pretty frustrated by some of the things you've seen going on around here in our very own beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire, where it's pretty to look at, but the government and the way they behave is not very pretty. They've been picking on people. They picked on me as soon as I got out of jail, actually, for a variety of different code enforcement, so-called infractions, one of them being the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle being parked right next door to the studio. And they have threatened me over it, and Marv is gone now because... Well, Pete didn't want me to get arrested again, because right now we're still not sure what it's going to take for them to bring the suspended sentence that they have hanging over my head and put me back in jail, because I've got 9 months in jail hanging as a suspended sentence for the next 2 years. So the question is, well, if I get a city code violation, is that going to result in that being brought back against me? And the answer is there's no for sure answer on that at the moment. I put in a motion with the court to try to determine that, because normally good behavior means no misdemeanors, felonies, or major motor vehicle violations. So if they were to ticket me for Marv being in the yard, that wouldn't qualify under that definition of good behavior, and I would be able to go ahead and see that through without being worried about the suspended sentence coming back. But it could be defined as any violation. Any city ordinance violation could be, you know, what they would require for me to go back to jail. So it's kind of tough to be in this little limbo land right now where I would like to make a stand on these property rights issues. But unfortunately, I don't really know where I can stand.
Conveniently omitted, I think, because they usually use a kind of boilerplate in typing
those up.
So to see that omitted from yours is somewhat... makes my eyebrows go up.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll find out all in good time what's going to happen there. But it's something that people are dealing with all across the country. This isn't just something happening in our little Keene, New Hampshire. These zoning violations and ordinance violations are things that people have to deal with. They're forced to deal with these things. The guy in Falls Church is going to have to, if he loses his appeal, he's going to have to destroy this $3,000, now with all the cost of the paperwork, this $3,000 treehouse that he built.
What about the woman who put the vegetable garden in her front yard? I believe it was in Michigan.
That's right.
And they told her she couldn't, and I guess she finally won, and there was a lot of public pressure.
Didn't they then come back at her for, like, a dog licensing violation?
I'm sure they did.
I believe they did.
They're sore losers.
Well, that's just it. They can always find something.
Something else.
And they came after that woman with the garden in the front of her house. She'd torn out all the grass, and she'd done, like, what, xeriscaping or something like that.
Yep.
And they didn't like that very much because somebody in the city council has a thing for grass. So they came after her. And the only reason they stopped going after her was because of the publicity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they made the media made them look bad, the city look bad. And so they figured, all right, well, we'll leave her alone on this issue, let things settle down a little bit, and then we'll go after her for something else.
It's really a crapshoot what side the media comes down on in favor or against. I mean, the media could easily come down and say, well, Ian Freeman, he's evil Ian Freeman. But
yeah,
and this
ruining
is
ruining my neighborhood.
This is where,
troublemaker.
Right. But where it happens, and I see it happening in other parts of the city, or if Marv were to come park on my land, or another RV were to come and park on my land, it's not being equally enforced. And I understand what you're saying about having a complaining party, but I still think there's got to be some impetus on the part of the government official to enforce it fairly and equally. And if they're not going to do that, then they shouldn't be doing it at all. And I really get the impression from my personal experience with the building code department. I mean, they're out issuing tickets as if three meter maids in Keene is not enough. They've got to justify their own existence.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are going around and finding problems, to what end? Is it revenue fundraising?
Well, they're going to claim it's to keep people safe. Because I brought up to the code enforcer when he came to threaten me. I told him, you're threatening me, Fred, because I know Fred and I, we go back. we've been talking for a while here, and this is our first adversarial relationship, because now he's working for the Code Enforcement Department, whereas before he was just working for the Housing Authority, only dealing with welfare houses. And so, you know, I said, you're threatening me, and I don't appreciate that. And so, well, I'm not threatening you, I'm just informing you. You know, of what's going to happen, which is, of course, they're going to threaten me with fines, and if I don't pay the fines, then I'll go to jail or have, you know, a lien put on my house or something like that. And so, you know, in the course of this 10-minute conversation or however long it was that was happening out in front of my house, you know, I pointed out to when Fred was threatening me, which is exactly what he was doing with this particular violation, and there were a few of them actually that that he was coming after me for. Where was I going to go with this? Spacing out. Oh well. But the point, one of the points is, it is the woman down the street. She's covering for allegedly other neighbors who supposedly don't want to come and talk to me, and it's just so sad. It's sad what the Code Enforcement Department has become. Oh, I remember. So I said to Fred that, well, you know, I don't have a problem with you going by and telling someone that there's something dangerous. Like, why don't you go and say to someone, hey,
your
porch is dangerous.
Off. Right.
And then he said, well, also, does that mean you support government intervention? And I said, no. It means that if you're going to do something, maybe you could do something of value and provide people with information they may not have. Maybe they didn't realize that, you know, something was rotting away underneath, you know, one of the pillars or whatever was rotting away, and this might be information that they would then act upon. But I don't support you forcing them to act on it. Well, you want people to be in danger when they're on their porch? What if someone walks up on the porch? And, well, buyer beware. Don't walk up on a rickety porch. And I think most people want to take good care of their property. Certainly insurance companies want you to take good care of your property. So I think that in the absence of a government code enforcement department, we would still have relatively high standards for construction. Dale, who was on this show for a long time, the host of Prometheus Unchained, at flamingfreedom.com, he had his insurance company come out and check out his house. And the insurance company said, hey, you need a banister here on the stairwell. Something was wrong with his stairwell out in front of his house. And look, you're not going to get insured unless you do this.
Right.
So
that's anyway.
Right. You either make your house safe to our specifications, which likely are higher than the specifications of the zoning board or the code enforcers.
They came to my house with my insurance company.
The insurance company did.
Yeah, they did. They looked around.
Did they go inside?
Yeah. We hadn't moved in yet, so they looked around before we had even moved in.
And that's how this problem would be solved in the absence of the government. You want to sell a house? Sure, insurance company is going to come in at that time. They're going to check it out. They are going to be concerned about the wiring. They're going to be concerned about the safety of the floorboards. They're going to be concerned about these things because they don't want to pay out a claim of some guy who walks, you know, the postman walks up on the porch and then gets slapped in the forehead with a loose board. They don't want to pay out on that. So, no. The code enforcement department is not necessary.
I think my biggest issue with what's going on with you is there are two things. It's the city, and again, you're right, it's everywhere, coming inch by inch. Because if you can't have an RV on your property, that means I can't have an RV on my property, and that doesn't strike me as right. It's my property. I should be able to do with it whatever I want that is not aggressing against my neighbors.
And you're paying plenty of tribute money to them for the privilege of owning your property.
So I can't park a car on my grass. I was able to 10 years ago.
Is that another one they're doing now?
Oh yeah, that's been longstanding. You can't park a vehicle.
I guess I'm just lucky no one's complained about it.
On the grass, or you can't have more vehicles on your property than you have pavement for.
Let's talk to Kevin in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Hey Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Kevin in Indy, going once. Kevin in Indy, going twice. Tell you what, we'll put Kevin back on hold. Maybe we're having some technical difficulties there. See if we can make sure he's there when we come back. In moments at 855-453, that's 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you want to tell your story about your encounter with the code enforcers. And maybe you've actually done one of the most horrible things someone can do. Maybe you've snitched on your neighbors. Why'd you do it? Are you sorry now? This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Nemi.
And Wayne.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact. Because the chat room is built in to the same page, go to cam.freetalklive.com. I believe, Nemi, you tend to be in the chat room, from what I understand.
I am right now.
So you can go and get involved there. And, of course, it's free like the rest of the features on our site over at cam.freetalklive.com. Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year, including the LC9. It's a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system. Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America and made for you. Ruger.com. Talking about property rights, code enforcement, zoning violations, and just the piddly crap that they come after people for all across the country, whether it's a treehouse that's been built illegally, having the garbage cans out a day too early, the grass growing too tall, having the wrong color paint on your house.
Or the wrong color rocks in your front shrubbery.
Is that another one?
They got me for that in Florida.
Really?
They wouldn't even let me sell my house until I changed the color of the rocks.
No way. Really?
When I was selling my house.
What did you do? Did you get rid of the rocks or paint them?
No, I got rid of Well, actually, I buried them. And then I put different color rocks over them.
Did you get a permit for the burial?
No.
Okay. But they, it seems like you need to have a permit for everything. And Nemi, as you pointed out, this is essentially telling property owners, is, you know, putting it right in their face, hey, you don't get to decide.
We get to decide.
Right. You get to beg us, and then we will decide.
You used to be able to do that, but then we decided you can't. And so if you want to do something you did 10 years ago, we're going to come by and knock on your door and say you can't do that.
Well, you voted for it. This is what you wanted. That's what they'll say. The community wants this.
I think it's interesting. I've seen some of your pieces from Mail to Jail while you were off at the Keene Spiritual Retreat.
The blog posts over at freekeene.com.
That's right. And I think a lot of what you say is right, because I am guilty of this, as many people are, that I have not paid attention to the status of my right to have an unregistered car on my property over the course of the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes, I am to blame because I'm not being diligent and paying attention, but I also feel that trust has been abused and misused and mislaid to the detriment of my neighbors and the rights of my neighbors. And there we go. And I now I'm upset, and so I'm here.
Well, you know, it's about time.
And I'm saying, you know, I'm upset, and so I will be.
So we have to figure out what to do about it.
Yeah.
And I think that the one thing that can be done about all of these problems is, and I know it's like a broken record, get people together. Get people who love freedom to the same place. Bring them up here to New Hampshire. Join the Free State Project. You're not going to be able to fight City Hall alone. And you know, the old thing, you can't fight City Hall. It's true, for the most part. You can't. They have resources that you can't dream of touching. And their prosecutors and those folks, they get paid a full-time salary to go after people like you. So, you know, it's no skin off their back to deal with you. That's what they're there for. But yet, if you want to be involved in a court case, then you've got to take time off of your regular job or whatever it is that you do.
Your lunch break. Right.
Yeah. And so it makes it very difficult. They make it very difficult on people. And the only way it's ever going to change is if people are willing to get together and stand together and stand for something instead of just knuckling under and bowing down. Each time you get a little zoning threat, well, take it to court. Load up their court system. If everybody who has issued a code enforcement violation order in any given town, not just here in Keene, New Hampshire, or in New Hampshire, but if the people who receive these threats wouldn't just pay them, then they'd have a real problem on their hands.
I'd be interested to see how your case in Concord goes in November.
This is the parking ticket case, so I've got multiple court cases that are pending, which is just lovely. But this is like the dark side. This is the side of civil disobedience that's not that much fun, at least for me. I don't relish going to court. I mean, it's something that I've become better at over the years because of practice, but I don't necessarily enjoy it. I'd rather be spending my time doing other things. But I'm going in for another parking ticket. The last time I had a parking ticket, I actually got found not guilty. It's the one court case I've actually won, if that's what you want to call it. You always lose your time.
Based on what evidence?
Well, the case that I won, at the time they ticketed the car, it was registered. There was some sort of registration issue where basically by the time the court had come around, something had changed. Like, the car, I had a different car or something like this. Something changed to where they couldn't really even pin me with the parking violation. And so I was found. I wish I could better explain it for you, Wayne. It was basically a technicality, but you don't get to find out about these technicalities unless you take them to court. Because if you just get a ticket and pay it, you're pleading guilty. You're not making it so they have to prove a case. So you don't get to find out whether they have a case.
They just made another $5.
Exactly, and they did nothing. You know, they did nothing to earn it. Whereas if they give you the ticket, you go to court, and then you get discovery. You have to request discovery. They're not going to send it to you on, you know, their own volition. But as soon as you put in for that court case, put in a motion for discovery at the same time. And again, this happens across the country. This is, this is what I'd recommend for anybody that wants to try out non-cooperation. And then the prosecutor has to decide whether it's worth their while to spend the time and effort to go through gathering together all of the documentation they have to try to prove their case against you. If it's a $5 parking ticket, which most places are probably more than $5, we've got it pretty easy here. But you know, some places might be a $20 parking ticket. But whatever, they still have to have themselves or some assistant go through and pull up your files, pull up your driver's history, pull up your information about your driver's license, print all that stuff out, and then send it to you. So they're spending time on you at that point. Whereas if you just take the plea deal, if you just plead guilty, they don't spend any time on it. They just spend the time cashing the check. 1-855-453. Nick is on the line in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hi. Last night we ran out of time talking about this very topic, in fact.
Okay.
I was making the devil's advocate case that people probably justify code enforcement on the grounds that regardless of the language the government actually uses, the municipality owns the land, so they have the right to evict you if you don't follow their rules. You then said something to the effect that in that case, the landowner would have known all the rules going in and consented to them. Is that correct?
Yeah. If you were to, for instance, join a deed-restricted community, you're presented with the homeowners association rules and those restrictions before you enter into that agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Wayne, you used to live in a deed-restricted community, so you probably
did.
A little more familiar with
it. And there was a whole book they showed you, and you had to read through it, initial that you had read it and understand it, before you could go through with even purchasing the property at the time.
Right, and that does allow your property, and Nick will bring you back here for further thoughts, that does allow your property to be controlled by the Homeowners Association. You're agreeing to that going into it. So that means that rules can change later. You know, you're getting the rules at the time, but they could be different later, and you're consenting to whatever system of governance that they've agreed to.
I never got a rule book, Ian, did you?
No, because I don't live in a deed-restricted community. 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free to 1-855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Oh, Nemi.
And Wayne.
And we will take your calls about anything. We have been discussing zoning, code enforcement, your rights, and your property, so we can continue that. Or you can bring up whatever you want. And Bitcoin's something I want to mention, though, before we continue. You've probably been hearing about them, especially if you've been listening to this radio program, but maybe you didn't know quite how to get your hands on them. Well, now there's an easy way, at least your digital hands, because Bitcoins are completely online. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the United States, including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. And once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It works just like person-to-person cash transactions, but you can do them over the Internet. To learn more, you can visit ExchangeBitcoins.com. That's ExchangeBitcoins.com. As we go and continue here, by the way, inviting you also to the website, freetalklive.com. If you've got a mobile phone, you want to get access to our live streams or podcasts quickly, just go to m.freetalklive.com. It'll get you there. It's free, of course. That's m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Back to Nick in Illinois. Go ahead, Nick, with your thoughts.
Hi. You were, at the end of last segment, you were talking about deed-restricted communities. And my response, my devil's advocate response to that would be that although, you know, those homeowners associations go the extra mile to make you aware of the rules that you will be under, my understanding is that, you know, when I enter a movie theater, I don't necessarily know nor consent to all the rules that apply to me. But that doesn't make it illegitimate if the property owner wants to throw me out. So So if the municipality really does own the land, can't it evict you at any time for any reason, even if it has these labyrinthine
rules? Well, you presume the municipality can own anything, they can't because they operate by violence. So everything that they claim to own, they usually acquired through the threat of violence or actual violence against human beings. So when a thief comes and steals your bicycle from you, just because he's riding it around town doesn't mean that that he actually owns it. In the same way that when the government steals money from you or extorts money from you in the form of property taxes or sales taxes or whatever, and then they go and they buy things with the money they've stolen, it's like the thief pawning a bicycle and taking the $20 and buying something else with it. They don't own, you know, the watch that they buy with the $20 or whatever. They don't, because they took it illegitimately in the first place. So whatever it is the city claims to own, they don't. It's all, as far as I'm concerned, it's unclaimed land or unclaimed property that is just simply being occupied by a threatening violent force.
Yes, that is the real issue that I believe is at the heart of the present discussion regarding code enforcement. I just wanted to make it clear that that the issue here is really about who really owns the land.
Very good. You don't.
You have made it clear. Anything else on your mind?
Sometimes I wonder, I do these thought experiments, you know, where I play this devil's advocate who is trying to convince me that we already live in a libertarian society, and I come up with responses as to why we are not. And if we did live in these private communities where the governments were as they are now, except without the aggression, but they would still use eviction as a form of enforcement of the rules, then I think that we would have a society that's much like ours, but is acting according to libertarian principles. And really, it is that use of violence for the enforcement of social cooperation that is exactly what makes them illegitimate.
Thanks, Nick, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Craig, listening in Manchester, New Hampshire. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Wayne.
Hi, guys. I want to bring up a topic that I think is really on point. There's a city in Texas that's 40 years old. It has grown to 100,000 people. It's now got skyscrapers. The businesses are flocking to it. It's got an industrial district. It's got a neighborhood. It's got parks. It's got lakes. It's got bike trails. It is really one of the most beautiful cities in Southeast Texas. But it has no government, and it doesn't want a government. Unfortunately, because of the Texas law, it's going to be forced to incorporate in a few years or be annexed by some of the neighboring cities. But it's organized around agreements between the landowners. They've agreed to pay fees for the common areas, and they've agreed to a large set of rules. It's like a homeowners association, which actually grew into a good-sized city. And the difference is, with the homeowners association, is that if you break a rule, no one shows up to your door to threaten you. You get a letter in the mail, and you can appeal it, but if you lose the appeal, then you agree to a fine that you've agreed to. And if you refuse to pay the fine, then it's taken to civil court. So it's a much more civilized way of enforcing laws. Also, the laws don't change. You don't end up buying a piece of property only to find out, you know, that it's been rezoned and you're out, you know, $20,000 or so. So it's a very different kind of society.
Well, homeowners associations can change their rules.
Not, only I would imagine they can, but not in this case. Not here.
I see.
And that's the difference. But, you know, it's a very, the property values are really high in the city, and that's why one of the reasons people complain about it. They say, oh, your city is just for the well-to-do and the upper middle class and stuff like that. But I think if you had more of these types of cities or, you know, societies or communities, that they would, you know, it's only because there's so few of them and they're so popular that the price values are driven up. But I just wanted to let you know about that it's actually being forced to incorporate in the next few years, and it doesn't want to. It's been doing just fine.
How did this come to be, Craig?
How did what come to be? How did this
group of people come to be in this area? Was it formerly incorporated?
George Mitchell in 1974. He founded basically just the homeowner society, and it became popular. The rules that he had set up in there became popular. They have a series of community associations, because as it grew and grew, they didn't just keep one community association. They started several for the different types of projects that they expanded upon. They expanded one project into several projects. And so there's a different set of rules for each district that it's grown to.
Interesting.
And what's the name of this town?
It's called The Woodlands, Texas, and you can look it up on Wikipedia.
Very interesting. Anything else you want to share tonight?
And that's it.
Excellent. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate your call at 1-855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. I wish I could remember the name of the private, like, what is basically a private city. And I know we've talked about it in the past. It's somewhere up north in, like, Minnesota or Michigan or something like that. I think it was Minnesota, where basically the roads are completely private. The entire city is completely privately owned. It's a very unusual situation. And, of course, as you might imagine, the roads are very pristine, and people do consent, you know, when they move into a place like that, because it is essentially a large planned community. And, you know, if that's what you're into, then you should be free to have that. And those of us, you know, Nemi and myself, who aren't interested in, you know, homeowners associations, should be free to find a place where we don't have to worry about that crap. And we'll take whatever, you know, whatever risk comes along with it. Because that's what, you know, that's the price you pay for freedom, is a little bit more risk. The risk of having some loud neighbors. But on the other hand, if you don't want loud neighbors, you can just move on a 90-acre plot of land and you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Make your own noise.
Mm-hmm.
So 1-855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Update on a superhero. We talked in the past about the superhero movement that has sprung up in some cities across the United States. And I believe we've spoken about Phoenix Jones in the past. He's very memorable because he has a snazzy outfit. He's got a yellow and black outfit, which I believe is fitted with some sort of bulletproofing and stab plating. Phoenix Jones, apparently, he and his associates, including Buster Doe, Red Dragon, Green Reaper, Gemini, No Name, Catastrophe, Thunder 88, and Penelope, have formed the Rain City Superhero Movement in the Seattle area. And we've talked about them before, but there's an update on Phoenix Jones. He's been arrested. We'll tell you what happened here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Bring us your stories about zoning, piddly, nonsensical zoning enforcement, code enforcement. You can also take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Also on the way, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, bankrupt. Wayne's going to tell us about it.
Get in the zone! Turn a blind eye to your windshield wipers, and you could be driving blind. That's why it's a great rule of thumb to replace your wipers every 6 months to ensure clear, safe visibility. Right now at AutoZone, buy one Duralast FlexBlade wiper with advanced wiper technology for superior all-weather performance, and get the second one half off. See store for restrictions and details. Get the visibility you need with Duralast FlexBlade wipers only at AutoZone, where parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Freeze-dry guy customers take advantage.
No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want at 1-855-453. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Demi.
And Wayne.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there for you. And we've got a lot of them archives going all the way back to late 2006. Those are all free for you. Plus, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a whole bunch of different ways you can help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the world, most of them free or very low cost, like printing out flyers. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. So we're talking about property rights and zoning information. There was a gentleman who called in about this place called The Woodlands, which is like a very, very large planned community in the Houston area. According to the Wikipedia article here, approximately 93,000 people living there as of 2010. And unfortunately, they're in a position where they're going to be forced to have a government. And they're being forced to have a government by the state of Texas. Now, they've managed to escape from under the thumb of Houston because they were in what's called the extraterritorial jurisdiction of Houston, and they entered into an agreement with the city of Houston to give them $16 million so Houston would leave them alone. So essentially, they bought off the government of Houston from messing with them with $16 million in cash, but they're still being required to apparently incorporate as their own city and create a government. So that's a sad thing, and it's unfortunate that people don't. The message hasn't gotten out yet to enough people about why it's bad to have governments around.
Does that mean that that area has real private property?
You mean before the government's created?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know, because they were, as it was mentioned, they were part of the extraterritorial jurisdiction of the city of Houston.
And they had to pay to have that removed, right, if I'm understanding what you're
correct.
Saying?
Correct. They bribed Houston to leave them alone, basically.
I wonder if that would work in Keene.
I don't know. I mean, you would mean to, like, separate your own property away from the city of Keene?
Right. How much money would I have to give them for them to leave me alone and let me have all the trash and unregistered cars and RVs and...
Animals.
Chickens and geese on my property that I wanted.
I think a lot of people have asked themselves that question. It would be interesting to ask the city bureaucrats that question. You know, how much would it take to get you people to leave me alone? But the only problem I see with that particular proposal is, what if they change their minds?
Right, or charge you with bribery. So, and then that case, it would be, I really think that people who are complaining to the bureaucrats and using the bureaucrats as their personal thugs should be, not exposed, but come on. You know, and how much money would it take to pay them off so I can have a couch on my property or an unregistered car on my property?
It certainly does seem to be about money with these people,
right.
Not about protection. Speaking of protection, we're talking about Phoenix Jones over at Seattle PI. A woman who admits she hit self-proclaimed superhero Phoenix Jones with a shoe says he used pepper spray on her friends for no reason. She told MyNorthwest.com that it was the most horrifying experience of her life. The incident happened early Sunday, has been investigated by police, who has since arrested and jailed superhero Phoenix Jones.
Superheroes don't use pepper spray. I mean, he's not a real superhero if he has to use that.
Well, I mean, Batman doesn't have any superpowers. You don't have to have powers.
But so he has his tool belt, and he has all these things in his tool belt, but I don't think he ever had pepper spray in there.
Bruce Wayne is a billionaire, right? So he has the scientists developing tools for him. I mean, Phoenix Jones doesn't have the same budget. So
he shouldn't be a superhero, then.
He's got his pepper spray.
I don't know. He's got a fascinating-looking outfit, I'll tell you that.
It's yellow and black. It's, like, skin-tight-looking. It's a sharp-looking outfit.
Is he muscular?
It looks muscular.
I think it's built to look muscular.
Right. Yeah.
Whether he is or not, that's another question.
Well, he's got to be muscular, and he's got to have something better than pepper spray to keep people away. What about a force field or something?
I can't really tell if he's one of the superheroes that wears his underwear on the outside of his outerwear, though.
One of the allegations on the Wikipedia article about Phoenix Jones is that the people involved in his Rain City superhero movement are supposedly all trained in some form of self-defense, martial arts, that kind of thing. Which, of course, again, makes you wonder why he's using pepper spray. But anyway, police say that Phoenix Jones, who's 23 years old, used pepper spray on a group of men and women early Sunday, and there's actually video of the incident. It shows two women chasing after Phoenix Jones and the man with face paint.
Hope he can run fast.
Hitting them and telling the self-proclaimed superheroes to leave. Jones says he was a victim in the case. Now, one of the women who was with the group has told her story. She says, "We were just walking down to our parking lot after having a good time in Seattle when a little argument broke out between our group and the other group, and all of a sudden we were attacked. I turn around and we're being attacked by these guys wearing Halloween costumes."
Can you imagine? He's lucky he didn't get shot, honestly.
He apparently has had a gun pulled on him in the past in some of his incidents of...
Somebody comes out in a superhero costume and it's not Halloween. That's scary.
That's bizarre.
That's scary.
She says, "He says I'm a superhero," and then sprays everyone. Nothing gives him a right to do that. That's harassment and assault. And this is one of the problems with being a hero or wanting to get involved and save somebody in a situation. Is you don't know what, if you're just coming up on something, you don't know what's going on. I mean, for all you know, they're filming a movie, or this is just a minor spat and everything would have been all right, but then you getting involved throws things off kilter and everything goes out of whack and makes things worse. And I remember there was one story where, let's see, there was like a barroom fight and somebody got involved and actually ended up, I think they got stabbed as a result of it, or they tried to help a guy that got stabbed, and the guy they helped was like some sort of racist, and you know, they didn't even know who they were.
I remember that you read that story when I was with you on the air about maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, you know, superheroes should just dress up as normal people, and then if they see trouble, they go into a phone booth or go behind some bushes or dumpster and change into their superhero costume.
Yeah, but that doesn't get you as much attention when you're walking around downtown Seattle.
True.
It must be about the attention. I mean, really, if you're just a normal kind of run-of-the-mill individual who's interested in breaking up fights, why wouldn't you go out looking like a normal individual? You go out looking like a dressing up in a Halloween costume. with your pepper spray going out to save the day. Come on.
Why doesn't he just become a cop?
Let's go to Barry in Pennsylvania. I think that's because he actually has a criminal record, although that doesn't prevent people from becoming cops. Barry is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there, Barry.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure. What's on your mind tonight?
Excellent. Well, I'm calling from the belly of the beast here in Harrisburg, where our state government and some of the other local municipalities decided to get into the burning trash and make steam business.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, it tripled, quadrupled in price. And
what has quadrupled in price?
The cost of getting the incinerator back into line to make money. And now we're roughly $180 million in the hole.
So let me see if I understand this, because this is news to me. So some cities, instead of putting trash in a landfill, set it on fire?
Yeah, it's done in some of the larger cities. Delaware does, I believe. And Harrisburg wanted to get into the same sort of project. And they invested millions upon millions into an incinerator to burn trash, to mix steam, to heat and cool area buildings. And, you know, decades later, we're $200 million in the hole, and the city might go bankrupt.
Actually, according to the article I have in front of me right here, they've already filed for bankruptcy as of yesterday.
Yeah, they did. The city council did. The mayor does not want to do that, so they've actually put an injunction that it was an illegal thing for the city council to do. So it's a big mess here. Pretty much
proves
why government at all levels to just protect people's liberty and get out of all kinds of business opportunities.
Well, I don't trust them to do anything, but I get it why people think that they should protect their liberties. But, of course, in order to protect people, they have to violate their rights in the first place by stealing money from them and extorting obedience from them, apparently. So I just don't trust them for any of those things. And just look how they ran, you know, look how they run their stuff. They run it into the ground. They don't do things, you know, that are financially viable. Now, I'm sure that it wasn't this incinerator that put the city under. I'm sure it was a variety of different factors that brought them to the brink of bankruptcy. And maybe, Wayne, you can tell us a little bit more about that coming up here in hour number three. But thanks, Barry, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. At 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, I'm not really familiar with the incinerator proposal, but that doesn't sound too environmentally friendly.
No.
Setting things on fire. More coming up. You
garbage.
Take control. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.